So Jiva Jago, page number 8. It's one of the famous songs. Saw some mornings. Of course, Jiva Jago means wake up, and it is waking up in the morning. Lord Gauranga is calling, wake up, sleeping souls, wake up, sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? Kota nidra jao Maya pishachira kole. Kole, you see that kole? Kole is lap. And Kota is how long? Kota nidra, how long will you sleep? Maya pishachira kole. In the lap of which called Maya. So wake up, because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is calling, Gaura Chanda Bole. I think it's clear. You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the world of birth and death. Bhajiva boliya ese samsara bhitore. Bhuliya rohile tumi avidyara bhare. Bhuliya means forgotten. Bhuliya rohile, you have forgotten. Tumi, that's you have forgotten. Avidya rabhare. Vidya, avidya. Opposite of vidya. Vidya means knowledge, avidya means ignorance. Bhare means full of ignorance. You have forgotten the way of devotional service. Bhajiva boliye samsara bhitare. Bhitare means inside, samsara. Inside this world. You have forgotten how to worship the Lord or devotional service unto the Lord. Text 3. Tomaro loite ami hoinu avatar ami bina bandhu arke ache tomar. I have descended just to save you. Tomaro loite means for your sake. Ami, myself. Hoinu avatar, I have descended, I have taken avatar. Ami bina bandhu arke ache tomar. Ami, other than myself, bina means without me, myself. Bandhu, friend, are, who else, arke ache tomar, of yours, who is their friend other than myself. Is there any other friend? Some of you have other friends, looks like. Yes, devotees are also friends. Enechi aushadhi maya nasi baralagi harinama mahamantra lau tumi magi. Enechi, I have brought the medicine, this aushadhi. Text number 4. Enechi, this aushadhi, this medicine will wipe the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Maya nasibara lagi. Kind of maya you are in, kind of disease of illusion that you are suffering from. So what is the cure? Take this mahamantra. Hari nama mahamantra lo tumi magi. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Text 5. Bhakti Vinoda Prabhu Charane Pariya. Bhakti Vinoda Thakur says, I fall at the lotus feet. Charane Pariya. Sai Hari Namo Mahamantra Laila Magya. Having taken this Mahamantra. In other words, she says, I have taken to this Mahamantra. So now I fall at your feet and also request, beg you also to accept this same Mahamantra. Sai, referring to that text number 4, Harinama Mahamantra. Sai, that Mahamantra I have taken shelter of, so please you do so. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jnanatimirandhasy jnananjana shalakaya Chakshurun militam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya mano abhishtam Stapidanena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Maiham Dadati Swapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaura Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripiye Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo
Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Prakrishe Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prestaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta. Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve. Gaudavani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Pashatya Desha Tarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar. Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram Hare Premanande Hari Hari Bho.
Hare Krishna. So you are welcome again and again to this session of the attempt of trying to remember Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his own abode of Navadvip, by some kind of exploration, exploring the childhood pastimes of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that too based on Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat. Time stops. When we are absorbed in chanting the glories of chanting the names of the Lord, chanting the glories of the Lord, reciting, remembering pastimes of the Lord, there is no more influence of time. Time stops. As soon as we stop, immediately influence is back. We get caught in the duality of day and night, dual nature of this world. And with every rising and setting of the sun, we lose. Dead and gone. But except this rule is not applicable. This influence is not applicable to those who are busy with Uttama Sloka Vartaya. This is Srimad Bhagavatam says. Uttama Sloka Vartaya. Are you busy with Uttama Sloka's Varta? Varta means topics, discussions. Of who? Uttama Sloka. One of the names of the Lord is Uttam Sloka. Sloka means text, verses. And what kind of verses? The best. Uttam means best. Tam means ignorance. Ut means above. Above. Above ignorance. Uttam. The word Uttam. Uttam. This word has two words in it. Uttam. Ut means above. Or transcendental, you might want to call. Above what? Transcendental to what? Uttamaha. Tamaha. Uttamaha. Beyond tamaha. So the verse is glorifying the Lord. The best verses. There is no ignorance in it. The choicest verses, poetry, to glorify the Lord. That Uttama Sloka. And Chaitanya Bhagavat slokas. Slokas in Chaitanya Bhagavat are certainly, what kind of slokas? Uttam Sloka. They are Uttam Slokas. Of course, Chaitanya Charitamrita slokas are also Uttam Slokas, and Bhagavatam slokas are also Uttam Sloka. Uttam Sloka Vartaya. And Bhagavad Gita, what about Bhagavad Gita? Also. Yes. Especially they are coming right out of the mouth of the Lord. Is anything in the Lord that is not Uttam? That is not transcendental? Everything in Him is, and then that comes out. It's full of transcendence, and then He speaks, and those words form a Bhagavad Gita. Ya swayam padmanabhasya mukhapadmat vinisritaha. The glorification of Bhagavad Gita. Gita Mahatmya says, Bhagavad Gita are those words, words coming from the lotus mouth of the Lord whose navel is lotus-like. Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmat. Padmanabhasya, the Lord whose nabhi, navel is like that of a lotus, from His lotus mouth, that person's lotus mouth, are vinisritaha, the words are emanating, and that is the song of God. That is Bhagavad Gita. So, certainly that is full of transcendence. So anyone who is busy discussing these topics, they are transcendental to the time. As soon as we do a little bit of that, doze off, dive deeper into ocean of ignorance, immediately, day and night, day and night, we get caught and crushed. So we wish to get out of this grinding machine, day and night. They're grinding us, making a powder out of us. Turning us into the dust. From dust we have come, and the dust we become. Something like that. The rhyme was not the right. So we are making endeavor here to get out of here as quickly as possible. And for that we have chosen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. You are so wonderful. So this is our third day. And chapter is fourth of Adi Khand. Is that right? No. Should be fifth. We did second. Yesterday we touched a little bit upon third also, third and fourth, mainly fourth. And today is a chapter fifth of the Adi Khand of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Which mainly deals with just one pastime, basically. I mean, a few tidbits, if we could call them tidbits. There's nothing tidbit. Each pastime, each move that Gauranga makes is complete, purnam. You take a little bit from purnam, that little bit also becomes purnam. Purnat purnam udachate. Purnasya purnam adaya purnam eva vasishyate. So there's nothing tidbit. But there are little pastime. That is like complete. Purnam. So there are purnam. Each thing is a purnam, complete. So some things are there. And then the pastime the famous one which is not there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, many of these things which are in Chaitanya Bhagavat there you don't find them in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is the strategy of the compiler of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj. He didn't want to repeat. So that pastime is, you know that Brahmin who was a guest of honor at the house of Jagannath Mishra, and he had a deity and cooking and then attempting to feed his deity and then also feed himself. He was working on that all day long. It became almost midnight before he could have his lunch. Why it took so long? That is the subject matter of today's presentation. Any drama coming up in this regard?
Yes, I actually wrote a narration about
of this path. It did. Mm-hmm. Towards the end.
Yes, maybe during this break, I'll work with whoever wants to do it. And
how long would that take? Just for?
Well, 10 minutes.
Okay, so what we recite, talk about also would be demonstrated before us. And, to remind us, summarize one more time, so that it will stick to our consciousness. Better. So again, the because we are dealing with the childhood pastimes, the scene is, or the setting is, the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. We are not taking you away from that residence, their residence in fact. We are not even touring whole Navadvip as of yet. What to speak of leaving Navadvip and Jagannath Puri all over South India and back Jagannath. Those things are... We are dealing with the subject matter, the pastimes, which took place just 1 mile down the road from here. So our mind doesn't have to travel a long distance to get there. Our mind, our body, our existence. Because our attempt is to witness the pastimes as they took place 500 years ago. 518th, right? 518th Gaur Purnima festival. And the pastime that we are talking is not even teenage as of yet. He was just born and he was in the bed and just a baby and crawling and crying and, he just in and around his house of Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Mata. Oh, wow. The descriptions are from, they were compiled 500 years ago. But have they become old? No. Useless? No. They are ever fresh and most beneficial. And those pastimes are taking place right now, right there, right here, right everywhere in Navadvip. This place is alive. It's not a ghostly town, you call it ghostly? Ghost town? Certainly not. This is full of life. Lively town. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Actually, we should have said Nimai. He hasn't become Chaitanya yet. Is he Chaitanya? He's not Chaitanya. Was not even heard of Chaitanya, what Chaitanya. That came much later. He's only what?
Nimai.
Yeah, if you could call him fondly, because we of addressing children. Then you could get their attention. There are ways to scare any man. Will he come to you? He'll be scared of you. He'll run away. Oh, what did I do wrong? Now we had a call the way Sachi Mata used to call. Not even Jagannath Mishra. Nimai was afraid of Jagannath Mishra. Not always, but sometimes. But Sachi Mata's every call was inviting, welcoming. Nimai, come, darling, come. Sit here, lie down on the lap here. And different things. Sachi Mata ki. What a fortunate. There's no one. There's only one Sachi Mata in whole existence. There's only one Yashoda. So this Brahman and Brahmani, they floated in the ocean of bliss. They were floating in ocean of bliss. And this bliss was caused by their son Nimai. So one day, by now Nimai is grown up, is walking, is running, is playing. So Jagannath Mishra, he asked Nimai, "Hey Nimai!" "Yes, Daddy." Anyway, the daddy business was not there. Pitasri, Matasri, Bratasri is the way to address, in fact. Bratha means brother, Mata means mother, Pita, father, like that. And Sri, Matasri, Bratasri, Pitasri. "Yeah, bring my book. Jagannath Mishra is outside the house in the courtyard. And he's asking his son, Nimai, to go get the book. Nimai goes inside the house to fetch the book. And what this, the couple, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, they are surprised as Nimai went inside to get the book. They were hearing runjun, tinkling, jingling bells. "Hey, who is that?" "Someone with the ankle bells. There's no one else in our house right now. And our son is not wearing ankle bells. No ankle bells around his ankle. Where is this sound coming from?" The both couple, this wife, husband, are wondering. They are hearing the sound. It's so sweet. Captivating. They just couldn't think of anything else. Couldn't take off their ears or mind from that sound. They were attracted. It's so sweet. Same thing like a preme dholo dholo sonada anga
charanenu pura baje.
That comes later on. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became, well, he has not become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu yet. But after he was initiated by Ishwar Puri in Gaya, and he returned, and then he took to the chanting, he was chanting. And of course, initially he was chanting within the house of Srivas and dancing also with his devotees, confidential selected group. And anyway, this whole history. But later on, this Nagar Kirtan started. We're singing that song the other day. Udilo Aruna Pura. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes out on Nagar Kirtan, every town, every village, and in front of the procession, there is all the members of Panchatattva. Try to visualize the scene. There's a big, long Sankirtan procession. Hundreds and thousands of devotees. And in the front of the procession, there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ajanu Lambita Bhujo. His arms are raised. And yesterday did a little meditation on the form of the Lord. Again, you have to bring back those descriptions and paint a picture of Lord. I'm sure your mind was taking photographs yesterday. Yeah, you took lots of shots and made one complete picture. Arms like that and hair like this and face like what? Huh? Which, like a rose. What kind of face? Huh? Lord's face is? You became Nima yesterday, forgot your face? Lotus face and complexion like? Golden. What else do you remember? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form. We had asked you to do manan. What is the meaning of manan? Did you hear the word manan yesterday?
Contemplating.
Contemplation, reflection. So you were doing some reflection? The form of the Lord. Huh? Eyes reaching. And if they don't reach, what do you do? Bend them so that they would reach. Huh? And what else? Each one of you should say one thing. Let's start here. Quick. Nose. What kind of nose? You say in English? Raised. Okay. Huh? Deep intelligence. Voice also deep. One more thing is deep. Navel is deep. Any other features of the form of Gauranga? Long arms, we said that. Teeth like a pomegranate.
Broad chest.
You got the news, huh?
Like a lion.
Very well. Okay, we'll leave him alone. Short neck. What else is short? Okay. Blooming lotus flower eyes. Okay. Palate is also reddish. Okay, many other things are reddish. Even if you're not here yesterday, I'm sure you could say. Form of Gauranga. Some feature. Okay, I'll get back to you. If you are. Nails are also reddish.
Teeth like pomegranates.
Yeah, that's been said.
Beautiful smile. Enchanting smile.
Lips are also reddish.
Red eyes, reddish eyes.
Okay. Broad forehead. Curly, long, fine hair. His skin is fine, hair is fine. Some things are fine. There's one more thing that's fine also. Are you part of our team? He got away and he hasn't joined us. Okay, so waist is thin. Anything else you want to throw? Hips are big, like ladies. Body is fragrant. Yes. So that Gauranga is in the front of the procession. And there are thousands, hundreds and thousands are behind him. And what is Gauranga doing in the front?
He's dancing.
He's a Natavar. Gaura Natavar. Nut means actor, for your information. Nut means actor. And war means the best, topmost. The topmost actor, dancer. Actors are known when they walk, it's like a dancing. Their walking is not ordinary walking. Then what to speak when they... Even walking is like a dancing, and then what to speak of dancing? So when that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, then he would have ankle bells around his ankle. And they could be heard, because all musical instruments were so perfectly played, leaving little space for in between the beats of the drums or in between the beats of the kartals, you could hear what? Ankle bells. Ankle bell drum, ankle bell kartal, again ankle bell. It's like a, there was a time, few seconds for bells to, from Mahaprabhu's ankles to ring. So, and devotees could that time see also, there were ankle bells around the Preme dholo dholo sonar ango. Charane nupur baje. Charane in ankles. There are nupur means ankle bells. So they were there during those Nagar Kirtans all over Navadvipa. But here, when he was a baby, or that particular day, he was not wearing ankle bells. But still there was... Kurt, stand up. You're okay? Only meditation. Genuine. Okay. So he was not offered ankle bells. He was not wearing, but they were clearly being heard. The couple was hearing and they were wondering, where is this ankle bell sound coming from? And then soon Nimai ran out. Here's a book, here's a book. Father accepted the book and child was off. He went to play with other friends. After some time, Jagannath Mishra entered the house. And he was surprised. And he called his wife. Sachi, Sachi! Come, 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 come! She comes running. He says, look, look! Yes, what? Don't you see? There were footprints, marks. And Sachi had swept the house in the morning, and she was in and out all over the house. Not seen that morning. There are no such footprints of someone walking. Beautiful. Like a decoration. Not that Nimai walked with some muddy feet and not that kind. Like a decoration. And within the footprint, there were different prints were there. I mentioned. There were dhvaja, vajra, ankush, pataka, adi, and so many others. There was a thunderbolt, and there's a pataka, flag, and there's a ankush used for elephant, controlling elephant, fish, this whole list. Vrindavan Das Thakur is listing only four of the total. How many? There are 19. There are 19 different signs on the souls of the Lord. Well, at least for Krishna. The same number for Chaitanya? Different number. Okay, I'm talking about Krishna's. Anyone remembers how many in Chaitanya's? There's more than few, quite a few. Quite a few different signs. And they were all over the house. And so they're both trying to understand what is this, whose footprints are these, and oh, I know! Jagannath Mishra had idea. He said, our family deity has walked all over the house today. And knowing this, that Lord deity has kindly played some pastimes and walked all over, the couple, they were overwhelmed and they were in tears. And Jagannath Mishra said, Sachi, you make a special Rajbhog today for our deities. They have blessed us with such a special darshan and appearance and blessed our house. So you cook and I'll prepare for Abhishek. I'll get some nice Abhishek. I will do bathing and you will do feeding and let's thank our Lord, deity, family deity. So this is how they were inspired. They could only make the connection of his feet with the lotus feet of the deity. They couldn't think of Nimai's, any connection with Nimai. Because, why? Who is Nimai? It is our son, it's our child, that's all. He can't do such things. But then, it's not there, I just was reminded in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, Sachi Mata was taking a close look at the souls of her son, and there were those signs that there. The signs which were seen on the floor, they were also in the but they are so much absorbed in their Vatsalya Bhav. They cannot go beyond this thought. Our son, our son, our son. I will prepare, Abhishek is talking. You prepare Rajbhog, special meal, and I'll prepare Abhishek of Odiri with Panchagavyas. Panchagavya Abhishek. Means five items which you get from Gomata, Gavya, cow. What are the five things you get from the cow which are used for Abhishek? Starting with the milk. From milk comes yogurt. From yogurt comes ghee. Okay, stop there. These are three items. And two more. Cow urine and the cow dung. These are the two items. These are called Panchagavya. Panchagavya. And these are Abhishek items. Cow urine and cow dung is not always used in Abhishek. There are some other items also used to make Panchamrit and that. But Jagannath Mishra prepared for Panchagavya Abhishek. So that matter kind of ended. And only few items are, so many things at every moment something new is happening, but everything is not there. Everything is not written. Now Chaitanya Bhagavata is not even as big as Prabhupada Lilamrita. Yesterday we were talking about that, how it's a frustrating experience. Not everything is there. I mean, every day from Lord was how many years on the planet? 48 years. At least one volume per day. His past times, first day this happened, second day this happened, and these are the 365 volumes of the first year of his past times. Okay? It's not everything, still not everything, but we have tried to cover everything. And then this is second year, 365 volumes. The Lord never repeats his pastimes. Everything is ever fresh, ever new. Wide variety, nothing boring. You think it was possible to someone? That much material is not there, that much account, minute by minute account. Not yearly, but hourly, every hour what happened, what did Mahaprabhu do? It's not there. So that's why, after the jingling of bells and the footprints, then what happened another day is mentioned. So what happened another day was this Brahmin. One Brahmin, he was a pilgrim. He was traveling from holy place to holy place with the aim of getting darshan of the Lord. What was he interested in? He wanted darshan of the Lord. He must have gone to so many holy places in other states, and then by some, he did not know why he was coming towards this dham. He came to Navadvip. Why has he come to Navadvip? Same purpose, to have darshan of the Lord. And then in Navadvip, which is a big town, and there are so many dvipas, islands, and so many villages and towns, and he could have gone to become somebody's guest. But then you see, he has ended up becoming the guest of Jagannath Mishra. Why has he come here? To take darshan now. Krishna, Lord, his aim is to take darshan of the Lord. So traveling from one state to another state, and then Bengal state, and then Navadvip town, and Navadvip is a big town, and then he has ended up at the door. Yes, yes, please. Oh, I am Atithi, I am a guest, I am a pilgrim, So he was welcomed. Please be our guest. So he became the guest of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. Atithi. Atithi. Tithi means Vaishnav Tithi. You know Vaishnav Tithi? Tithi. Tithi. You heard that word before? No one. Tithi means like a date. Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, Ashtami, like that. That's today's Ekadasi. According to Vaishnav Tithi, today is Ekadasi. Today is not Ekadasi. Like that. Tithi means today is such and such day. It's called Tithi or day. So, Atithi, anyway, this whole meaning of the guest in Vedic times. They were known as Atithis. Means no Tithi. They will not announce when they would come. Unannounced, they would just come. And then you happily accept them. You don't ask questions. You know, you didn't even telephone, you know, before coming. What about email? You didn't do anything. You just appeared. No such questions raised or unpleasant things. He has come. He has right to come any day or any day or night. No, he just comes. He is just a boss. And then Atithi Devo Bhava. Atithi is accepted as good as God. He is worshipped as good as God. Honored as good as God. Atithi Devo Bhava. Okay, right. So this person was accepted by Jagannath Mishra, and his feet were Pada Prakshalan, washing feet and garlanding, offering him a seat, sweet words. Guests should be offered Prabhupada also. He wanted us to practice this culture of receiving guests. You don't have to be very elaborate or make things very complex or expensive. You could please your guests by just doing few basic things. What do you do? What are they? Prasad is the first thing you give. There's an order also. There's a seat. You must seat. Okay, folded hands and welcome in before the seat, and then lead him to the seat. Okay, he's now seated. Then water. If it is Bengal, what else? With the sweet. In Bengal, they don't offer only jal. Jal means water. But what they offer is khaber jal. Eating water, not drinking water. The culture, the saying is khaber jal. Eating water means you never offer only water. Give something also to eat along with the drink or water. So it's not a drinking water, but it is eating water. Bengal is ahead of, especially Bengali sweets are world famous. Sandesh, gulab jamun, rasgulla, rasmalai. So, and sweet words. Sweet words. So this is hospitality. This is culture Prabhupada wanted us to learn. So this was very much part of life of Jagannath Mishra. Very ideal householder, grihastha, and received his guests. And then he offered. So preparing for meal, time for lunch is coming up. When probably were any diet requirements? This Brahmin said, no, first thing is that I have deity with me, my own deity, my Bal Gopal, and also I cook for my own deity. And after I feed him, then I honor little Prasad. So you need not bother, you don't have to cook, I will cook. And so he was offered Bal Gopal, means Laddu Gopal, spent a lot of time, Bal Gopal, small Gopal. Treating that Lord deity as their child. Same as Jagannath Mishra is considering Nimai as Vatsalya Bhav. Vatsalya Bhav. So there's a whole sampradaya that follows this. What are they called? Vallabhacharya in India, in Gujarat. They worship Krishna is a baby Krishna, Bal Gopal, or they call Laddu Gopal. Because boy means small boys like Laddu sweets. So they keep feeding him. And they always carry him also. If they travel, their Laddu Gopal travels with them. And then from time to time on the train, they bring their deity out, put on the bench and feed him. Water times, lunch time. They follow the whole. They don't leave the deity behind. The little child, how could you leave little child behind? If it was a big Gopal, he could stay behind. It was a laddu Gopal, small Gopal. So he goes wherever they go, their Gopal also goes. So this Brahmin had this small Gopal. And he said, I will cook. So he was provided with all the ingredients. And he cooked religiously. He was provided kitchen. And Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, you know, immediately they become like assistant servants of these guests. She would say, please bring this, and they would run and get this, get that. He's always around and assisting him. So offering was ready. It was time for offering. And the Brahmin sat down before the deity with a plate, tulsi on all the items, and chanting Gayatri, murmuring Gayatri, Gopal mantra, or Gopal, feeding Gopal. And while he was doing that, there comes, suddenly Nimai appeared, and not only appeared and sat down there, but he took and he ate some portion of that offering. When Brahmin noticed, hey! Alas, alas! He spoiled the offering, he spoiled the offering! And because he said that out loud, Jagannath Mishra overheard. And he came running and realizing what his son, naughty son, had done. You know, he was very angry and he was ready to beat Nimai. But only the guests had to come between son and the father and pacify Jagannath Mishra. So, you know, the guest, special guest, has not taken any meal. And of course, because the guest is thinking that his Gopal has not, Gopal was about to eat. Gopal was in the middle of his meal, and this little boy came and he spoiled. So this is unofferable. This cannot be offered to my Gopal. Gopal is still hungry. Gopal is hungry, he's also hungry. So, you could imagine how Jagannath Mishra, you know, his honored guest and his son, Nimai, he spoiled the offering and the deity is hungry, the guest is hungry. This is not fair. You have to satisfy the guest in every possible way. And one of the first best thing you could do is feed the guest, and the guest has not been fed. He's hungry. How could you get the blessings of a Brahmin guest? So Jagannath Mishra, he begged for pardon on behalf of, you know, what his son had done. And he said, I will arrange one more time all the ingredients. And he managed getting vegetables and whatever was required. The grains and dal, rice. Of course, the wife and husband, first of all, they had to clean the kitchen. And then all the ingredients are there, parts had to be cleaned, starting everything like all over again. And this Brahmin was Krishna's willing, yeah, of course. There's no other way. He's Bal Gopal. If it was Bada Gopal, he can fast, but a little boy cannot, little deity. Small Krishna is, he has to eat 12 times a day. Whenever he never remembers food, looks at the food, they like to eat. So he cooked again, and sure he was chanting the glories of Gopal. And Nanda Yashoda Dulal, Giri Varadhari Gopal, he was singing. Probably he was singing like that. So then second time, again the offering was ready. Plate was ready, Tulsi there, and plate placed in front of the deity, chanting of Gayatri Mantra, and of course, he was chanting and calling his Lord. He was of course there, but reminding the Lord, because he had to beg the Lord to accept the offering with a prayerful mood. At least, yes. So here is Nimai. Nimai was thinking, someone is calling me. The call was very urgent and heartfelt and genuine. So what had happened? We didn't mention that part. Was that when the time was getting closer, the cooking was getting ready, and now soon offering would be made. Sachimata took Nimai away from the home to neighboring homes, houses, so that he would be away playing there. When first time offering was made, he was right there, playing around. But this time they thought it is wiser. Let's take him home, take him away. So Chimata took him away. So offering was being made, and only he knew this was time for offering. Besides the deity of that Brahmin and Brahmin, Nimai was the only third person who knew that right now the offering is happening. It's time for offering and time to eat. No one noticed, and there was Nimai. Again, when the prayers were becoming intense of this Brahmin, so that his deity would accept the offering, when that time had come, intensity was just the right intensity of the prayers, matching. Then, right that moment, Nimai appeared, and he is reaching out the offering and eating. And Brahmin noticed that. This time he made a bigger noise, and Jagannath Mishra again feeling big embarrassment. I mean, he thought he had done everything possible so that without any kind of disturbance, meaning his son disturbing the offering, that would, but then it was beyond him. It's beyond him. He thought everything was under control, because Nimai was away and out of sight. He doesn't even know that Brahmin is offering. He's making all these calculations, Jagannath Mishra. But Nimai knows everything. No one else knows that he knows. Do you know that? No one knows that he knows. But he knew where to be. The right time, right place. So he was at the right place where the offering was being made at the right time. So then again Jagannath Mishra came and this time he was really furious. But the Brahmin was preaching, No, the children are children. They are naughty, they are like this. So one more time, he saved Nimai. Otherwise he was going to be really getting a big stick or slaps on the... Jagannath Mishra would do such things. Of course, sometimes even elderly people would say, no, those, the highly learned people, priests, and they would approach Jagannath Mishra and say, come on, this son of yours is not an ordinary son. Because they had some clues that, getting some indication that he's a Lord. Those who had such indication, they would come and approach him. But Jagannath Mishra, they forget it. He's my son, and it's my duty to correct my son, chastise him, train him. So he would not follow others' advice. It's my son. So, but again, he heard this Brahmin and did not hurt, decided not to beat Nimai. So it was getting late, two times the attempts to feed the deity failed on a cooked meal. It was by evening time, 2-3 hours each time, cleaning kitchen, getting all ingredients, cutting vegetables, cooking, getting offering ready. So 2 times, 2-3 hours each time, 5-6 hours. Started when? Lunchtime. So it was late afternoon. So this Brahmin said, now just get me some fruits and roots and, And it was Vishwarup this time. He was trying to persuade the Brahmin, no, how could, you are at our home, you have to eat regular meal, you are not in the forest to eat roots and fruits, you are our guest, so please take a regular meal, feed your deity, it's no problem, we could get all the ingredients. So again all the ingredients were arranged, 3rd time. Cleaning, kitchen clean, 3rd time the ingredients are ready. And this time, Nimai is to be watched more carefully. So what they did, in a big, large room, Nimai was in the middle, and everyone else was surrounding him, watching him. And Jagannath Mishra was at the door. And there was even proposal of tying him up . But while that was being considered, what they noticed was Nimai was, because it was getting It's a night time now, like a evening time. He was feeling a little sleepy. As a result, when they noticed that, they felt relieved. Oh, no, no problem. No, he's sleeping now. There's no need to tie or... Now he's sleeping. And then there was a time to make offering was getting closer. And then what happened next? We'll tell you after the interval. So we'll take a little break, 10 minutes break. Very exciting experiences ahead of us. And the special darshan. Very, very special darshan. So, coming attractions are there. So, see you a little later, in 10 minutes. And then towards the end, there's also drama, of course. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasvati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So we cannot wait to have this special darshan. That this Brahmin, he was anxious for darshan of the Lord. And when he wasn't thinking of just darshan of the deities, for darshan of the deity is also darshan of the Lord. Like one time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri and he wanted darshan of Krishna. And then he was going around asking everyone, hey, Could you show me Krishna? Could you please bring me to Krishna? I want to have darshan of Krishna. Could you please? And what about you? At least you could be kind to me. Give me some darshan. Arrange darshan. He was going from person to person, shop to shop in Jagannath Puri. No one could fulfill the demand. Desire. They thought it is beyond them. They can't manage. But then there was one smart shopkeeper. Oh, you want darshan? Come, come, come. And he took Lord inside Jagannath Mandir. And pointed out to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, darshan, please. Take darshan, darshan. But as that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at the deities, there was not Jagannath on the altar. He was only seeing Shyam Sundar on the altar. Moving and flute playing, he was hearing the sound. So, darshan. I cannot. That Gopal in Vrindavan said, but I cannot walk to that Brahmin. young Brahmin, I cannot walk. And Brahmin said, you can talk. And you say you can't walk. So the Lord was defeated in the argument. Then he started walking towards Orissa. So that kind of darshan. The deity walking, talking Lord. Darshan. That's the kind of darshan this Brahmin was interested in. So today he's going to get that darshan. Tonight. That time has come. Because he's trying to please his deity. Of course he's doing all sadhana bhakti. He's taking care of his deity, feeding the deity with full devotion, singing the glories of the deity. He's traveling to the places of pilgrimage, taking bath in Ganga. He's doing all these things. And his goal is darshan of the Lord. So he has now become purified enough, eligible, qualified to have darshan. So just matter of few more moments and he will have darshan. So what happened was that Nimai was showing the signs of, you know, being sleepy. Yoga Nidra. Not Yoga Nidra, Nidra Devi. There's a deity in charge of sleep. Personality that is in charge of sleep was putting Lord to sleep. And then, as we mentioned earlier, everyone was feeling a bit relieved, thinking this time, now two times he disturbed that Brahmin, disrupted his offering, spoiled the offering, that Brahmin guest is fasting. At least third time, now he's cooking, his offering must be almost ready. But good, that now Nimai is sleeping, so no problem. So as they were feeling relieved, the next thing that was now happening, that everyone was feeling sleepy. And soon everyone was sleeping. And Nimai, who was only kind of pretending to be sleepy, then he got up. There, in the house of Jagannath Mishra, his guest offering is all ready, plate is ready. And again he's chanting his Gayatri Mantra and offering the food. And there comes, third time Nimai was there. And the guest, again third time, alas, alas! He's screaming, he's spoiling my, he was saying those things. And because everyone else was sleepy, no one heard him say anything. They're all sleeping. They're just enjoying the sleep there. So this time, before even Brahmin said so many things about spoiling the offering and all that, Nimai gave him darshan. And this Brahmin was struck with wonder. He had seen nothing of this sort before. Because he had seen it before, but he had forgotten. It seems that Nimai would be reminding him that similar darshan he had in the past also. But no, in this life, this was first time ever this time. So there was a Lord with eight hands. Lord with the eight hands. In four hands he was holding Padma, Shankha, Gada, Chakra. You know those four symbols. Yeah, Chakra, the disc, Gada, the club, lotus and conch shell. Those in four hands. Other two hands, very interesting. He had a pot, a butter pot in one hand, of left hand, and another hand of the right side, he was eating butter. So that is how many hands? 4 plus 2, 6. And two more hands were playing the flute. Simultaneously he was holding all these four different symbols. He was eating butter and he was holding flute and playing the flute. This Brahmin his relationship is rus, mellow, not fully spontaneous of Brajabasis, residents of Vrindavan, but some awe and reverence also he had for the Lord. So when Lord gave darshan, he also showed four-handed form. He had also shown that to Arjuna, but he was not happy. So the Lord had to finally show him two-handed form. Then Arjuna was happy. But in this Brahmin's case, he was like a half and half. Awe and reverence and also spontaneous Braja Vrindavan relationship. So not only there was this beautiful darshan for a four-handed form of the Lord, and of course all the beauty is described, his garments and kaustubha, and you know that from his 10 toenails they were like a 10 moons, and the brilliance was emanating. Usually those yogis, when they meditate upon the Lord, they meditate on the brilliance, effulgence coming from the toenails of the Lord. So this Lord, toenail, like a 10 moons were shining forth. And besides this darshan, this Lord was in the whole context of Vrindavan was there. He saw Vrindavan surroundings all around. Mooing cows. Cows were there. Coo, coo. The birds were singing different songs, chirping. Maybe at distance someone was playing flute. And peacocks were there. And is that a river you're hearing? Is that a fan? No, it's a fan. And there was rivers. This Brahmin was hearing some river is flowing nearby, cool breeze, and everything. So he was transported to Vrindavan. Or Mayapur is not different from Vrindavan. If he had this darshan at Yoga Pit, that means where we are sitting now, this was part of that experience. Trees here. See? They took part. They're joining us. So this whole place was a Vrindavan. And the Lord was speaking to this Brahmin, saying that, "You are my eternal servant. You had my darshan so many times in the past. I remember," as Krishna says, "I remember you also were looking for Lord and darshan, and you came, you were on pilgrimage, and you ended up in Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, one day you were the guest of Nanda Maharaj. And there, I gave you this darshan of mine that you are now seeing. You had this darshan some 5,000 years ago, 4,500 years ago, in Vrindavan at Nanda Maharaja's home." He had forgotten. But Krishna, he was remembering. He never forgets. And then Lord also said, "This is very confidential. What I'm disclosing this to you, this is very confidential scene, confidential darshan, confidential revelation. Please keep this confidential. Don't go around sharing what you have just seen." But then he also, Lord, was very heavy. He said, "If you ever tell this to anybody, I will kill you." The statement here, and when Vrindavan Das Thakur writes, the Lord said, "Yes, you understand?" Kind of really. Lord is trying to, he has come as a Chan avatar. Hidingly is coming, Bhakta avatar, as a devotee. Wants to play that role. Trying to hide his identity as Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then this person, Brahmin, you could imagine, he had this such a wonderful darshan. And then gradually Lord disappears. He's not in that. That darshan is not there. But he is still, this Brahmin is perspiring and shedding tears, and his body is trembling. The hairs are standing on end. All these ecstatic symptoms are clearly visible. You could read. You don't have to read the symptoms, 8 symptoms in the scripture. You could just look at that person and note down, okay, standing here on end, 1. Tears are there, tears. Perspiration. Like that. You note it down. Sometimes like a motionless pillar, the stamba. Not moving. That's 1. Or crying sometimes, and laughing, or rolling on the ground. And there are 8 of them. So they're all, because his soul was connected with the Supreme Soul, eye contact and shake hand and the whole thing was connected with that power house. source of all power, source of all everything, all that be. So he's trembling, electrified, trembling. Why? It's connected. It's trembling. It's moving. The highest evolution in Krishna consciousness, in that state of existence, highest. We don't, not to change the topic, but this kind of symptoms, I don't have much experience with the Christianity or the Islam or so many other religions in existence, and they have their followers and devotees. There's no so much talk of such experiences of these eight kinds of symptoms. Have you read or you know anything like this? What? Some holes.
Yeah, like they start bleeding from the arms, from the feet.
Bleeding. That's all. Something. This is certainly exclusive experience of course Bhagavad Dharma or Gaudiya Vaishnavas feeling, yes, ecstasies and that there's a soul experience, that there's a soul in the body. All these symptoms are there, indicating the presence of soul in the body. And then different things are happening to that soul, and the symptoms are, they manifest in the gross body or different limbs of the body. The soul is brought in contact with the Supreme Soul. So that happened to this Brahmin. Fortunate Brahmin, and so then he took his prasad, still kind of in a state of shock, transcendental shock that he was. Difficult to eat, right? After this. The body is trembling and is crying, hair standing on end, and whole body is perspiring. How could he even think of Mahaprasade Govinde? And he can't even say that, can't get to that mantra. And, but he kind of managed. It must be after a long time. Just sitting and reflecting. So I think what happened? That something happened that the... So of course By now, Nima is back in the midst of all those sleeping souls. They are sleeping. He accomplished what he had to accomplish. That went unnoticed. Was no further embarrassment for the family and Jagannath Mishra. He was also peacefully resting. Even he was guarding the door, but he was fast asleep. And the goal that Brahmin had in his mind, his heart's desire was to have darshan of the Lord. That was achieved by him, and Nimai wanted to give darshan. Not only this person desired darshan, but he deserved it. Desiring is one thing. Aren't we desiring darshan? Why have we come to Mayapur for darshan? Maybe we are not even thinking kind of darshan that this Brahmin was interested in. That must be the reason we don't get the kind of darshan that this Brahmin had. We don't even come with that aim in mind. We're just happy. Panchatattva appeared. I forgot. I think something happened that they woke up, these different members of the family, Jagannath Mishra also. And when they came over to... I think he was calling the names, Gopal, Gopal, in his ecstasy. He was calling out the name of his deity, Gopal, thanking Gopal for darshan. Gopal, Gaur Gopal, 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 my Gopal. And so his cries, shouting, calling out, thank you, Gopal. So that was heard by these persons, Jagannath Mishra and the company, family, friends who were guarding Nimai. But they woke up and they were wondering, is this because of Nimai? Nimai is sleeping. Because he had come back and he was sleeping. Okay. At least he's not a cause of disturbance. So they went back to Brahmin's place. And Brahmin was just getting ready to wash his hands. And he had cooked, made his offering, had his food, washing his hands very happily. This was, everyone else is thinking, this is the only thing that has happened. They don't know. Very special event in the life of this Brahmin, this darshan, and the dialogue, these two, this Brahmin and the Lord had the dialogue. And so then this Brahmin, he spent some more time in Navadvip. But his practice was to come at least once a day to home of Jagannath Mishra and make sure he gets darshan, he gets to see Nimai. Because only by now he knew that this Nimai is not an ordinary child. Only he had this secret revealed, and he couldn't dare to disclose that to anybody because there was order, and he was even threatened, "I will kill you if you." Out of fear, out of respect, promise, expectation was from the Lord. So he didn't say this to anyone. So after about maybe say 500 years, at least we know that Nimai gave this darshan to this Brahmin. But Jagannath Mishra doesn't know. Even to this day, Jagannath Mishra doesn't know what really transpired, what everything transpired that night. It's only Srila Vyasadeva who knows everything, who is Shaktavesh Avatar, incarnation of the Lord, literally. Yeah. And he could, he becomes the cause of literary incarnation. So Srimad Bhagavatam is literary incarnation of the Lord. Chaitanya Bhagavat is also that kind of incarnation of the Lord. And both are compiled by Bhagavan Rishi, Chakara Bhagavan Rishi. Compiled by Bhagavan Rishi. Rishi, he is a sage, but he is Bhagavan. He exhibited one of the six opulences of the Lord. As Srila Vyasadeva, he was not very beautiful. Was he? No. But he had one opulence predominating, the knowledge aspect. Like a Mohini Murthy was beautiful, like that. But not maybe very intelligent. So different incarnations exhibit one, two, or three, or more opulences to different degrees, but Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Iti cham shakala pamsam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So Srila Vyasadeva knew enough, found out enough, that no one else knew. This Brahmin knew, and Nimai knew what kind of darshan, what kind of dialogue took place, what statements. So he has kindly compiled that in the form of this Chaitanya Bhagavat and presented that to us. So we are very thankful to Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is a Vyas of Chaitanya Leela. Chaitanya Leela or Vyas, Vrindavan Das. Gauranga's abode, Krishna's abode in Vrindavan, in Avadvip, in the spiritual sky. Maybe not quite similar darshan as that Brahmin we are not getting. But then we are getting there. Having come all the way here, Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is touching us, of course watching us.
Buddha. Entering us, entering our hearts and minds and intelligence. Spiritualizing our existence. We are very close to Him, more than ever before. Just around the corner, He's there. He's just waiting. He's waiting for us. As we keep chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and keep seeing the beautiful forms of their lordships, Panchatattva, Radha, Madhava. Keep hearing about them. Keep also filling up our bellies with prasad. And devotees all around us, and then a holy dip in Ganga from time to time. All this is filling us up and elevating us in our consciousness. And all the activities that we perform, including the dances and dramas, become the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the topic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes the topic of when we are getting fuller and fuller and fuller filled with Krishna Chaitanya consciousness, then all that comes out of our mouth or different movements of our body or limbs or intelligence and consciousness, this all becomes Krishna conscious, Krishna focused for the pleasure of Krishna. So So thank you also for nice drama, nice song, wonderful song. And so we have 10 minutes or so. Yeah, one thing is tomorrow, which is our fourth and the final session. And tomorrow is also Rath Yatra day in Mayapur. And the time announced for Rath Yatra is 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Yeah. So, what is your good name, Prabhu?
Stephen.
Okay, Bhakta Stephen. So he's authority here. I was having a little chat talk about tomorrow. So we thought of attending Rath Yatra early part, beginning part, get the yatra going, put the chariot on the road, and sing and dance a little, and come here by 11:30. And then we could do about 2 hours, 11:30 to 1:30. Is that acceptable? So we get best of the both worlds. We get Ratha Yatra. And then so that's tomorrow's schedule for those who are not here today. You could maybe inform them. Or maybe some kind of notice could be put up outside. Or if you know someone, Narayani Mataji is not here, and if you know some others, inform them. So that's tomorrow, 11:30. So we'll continue with there's one more chapter, right, we mentioned. So that would be sixth. So sixth chapter, let's see what is in store for us tomorrow. You'll find out. And some more singing, some more dancing, acting, rolling on the ground. Whatever. The song and dance, and we could do, we'll do tomorrow. So anything else anyone has to say? My disciples. So it is only for my disciples or aspiring disciples. Okay. 3:30 Lotus Building. Till 5 o'clock. Okay. Any other? Radharani came and established Navadvip Dham. I didn't read. You're ahead of me. And what more you read? You want to say something? Where did you read? And yeah, I don't deny, but yeah, it is. In with Vrindavan, we know. I mean, these places are eternally existing. In regards to Vrindavan, when Radha and Krishna were, there were plans of descending, then Radharani says to Krishna, I don't go to any place where there is no Govardhan. I don't go to the place where there is no Jamuna. He was making the whole list. If we had to go down there, then, in other words, I need Vrindavan. I only go to Vrindavan. It was Radharani who gave her wish list. I want this, I want that. So before Radha Krishna appear, then Dham appears. It is eternally there, but then. And also Krishna is eternally in Vrindavan, Gokul Vrindavan also. And Vrindavan, Mayapur, non-different. So it would be interesting to find out more about this Radharani connection. Tell us tomorrow a little bit more about that. Okay. Any others?
Why do our specials in the last day and we're going to stay later, like 1:45 or 2, because we're doing matches for a few periods anymore. And if you want to count the program, a lot of these out of you, they'd like to stay longer. How would that be?
Tomorrow. Okay, let's see what other events are there in the afternoon. We could make that, we'll consider your proposal. Parikrama.
Parikrama. It was my first time. And also yesterday I went to Shantipur and it was ecstatic. It was really something else. I'll never forget. I got to feed the Dhambasis, the Kiri, and I got to meet Kirtan and Mahavishnu Swami for a long time. So it was ecstatic for me.
Yeah, well, remembering you are all those who are fortunate. Devotees who were in Shantipur yesterday. Srila Prabhupada, you heard Srila Prabhupada translated Chaitanya Charitamrit, not Chaitanya Bhagavat. Well, I remember one thing is that Prabhupada mentioned that in Mayapur itself, that which prompted him. Some guests had approached Prabhupada and requested him, why don't you translate? I don't know word for word what was giving hint or expressing desire. Please translate Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please translate Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then Prabhupada took that as some kind of indication. And translated Chaitanya Charitamrita. In a very record time. He worked on this in Hawaii. He was there in Hawaii translating. And then his volumes also were printed. He gave, less. Yeah, 2-3 months. 2-3 months. And all those illustrations and photographs and, whole thing had to be layout and the printing and so that's impossible. Word is only in fool's dictionary. This was proven. This is something, one of the miracles of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Speedily this was published. This is what I recall. There may be some other those who are always around, maybe they could say something more. I had that question myself. I've been thinking, why not Chaitanya Bhagavan? Because his Guru Maharaj wrote a commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat. So Srila Prabhupada could have translated that first, but he didn't. But in one sense, hard to compare. Chaitanya Charitamrita covers the pastimes in Navadvip, travels all over India, Madhya Leela, and the Antya Leela pastimes in Jagannath Puri. Although early childhood pastimes, now the pastimes have only been summarized, but still they are there. And Chaitanya Bhagavat is focusing only Navadvip and a little bit of just beginning of Jagannath Puri and nothing. So I don't know. Chaitanya Charitamrita is kind of more complete account in that sense. It's just my thought. I don't know what Prabhupada was thinking. Yeah, maybe I can just throw another speculation that the preaching point of view, spreading Krishna consciousness point of view, the Madhya Leela, especially Madhya Leela, some Jagannath Puri pastimes, Rath Yatra pastimes, and Madhya Leela pastimes are like a preaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching endeavors, encounters with so many atheists and scholars and Mayavadis and impersonalists, and so that's Prabhupada's mood, spreading, expanding. So these pastimes are wonderful, but there are more. Or internalized devotees, in-house. When it comes to converting atheists and scientists, then Chaitanya Charitamrita has that flavor, that approach. So that more in keeping in the mood of Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, we will stop here, and 11:30 tomorrow. Haribol.